you're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
The dairy industry has launched a new marketing campaign to run over the next couple of months using television, billboards and social media. In planning the campaign, AHDB, Dairy UK, DEFRA, the Scottish Government, the Welsh Government and the Northern Ireland Executive have joined together to help deal with the consequences suffered by many dairy farmers and processors brought by the coronavirus pandemic. Every household across the UK is being urged to hashtag milk your moments on social media as part of a £1 million joint funded dairy campaign. I'm John Bates, and in this podcast, I'm going to explore what the thinking is that's sitting behind the campaign and what shoppers, farmers and the industry are being asked to do. From what I know so far, the Milk Your Moments campaign aims to celebrate and inspire the little moments of connection that have been bringing people together during lockdown, encouraging conversations with others, the people who live in the same street or close by. Two people who can share the details of the campaign and the reasoning behind it are Rebecca Meir, who leads the marketing activity at AHDB Dairy, and Paul Flanagan, AHDB Dairy's Strategy Director. Paul, if I can ask you first, lockdown has caused cafes and restaurants and pubs and other food service outlets to close. What's this done to dairy processors, business and dairy farmers?
Hi, John. I think the other thing we need to be aware of, that at the same time as lockdown, we had seasonal milk production happening as well. So within about 10 days of lockdown being put in place, there was cuts to the farm gate prices and deferred payments for some farmers. The major impact was related to processors. So processors have a mix of markets. Some will be focused mainly on retail or food service or exports. In a situation where food service was closed down, the processors have a couple of options. They can either get that volume into retail if it was in food service before, or they can think about how do they put it in products that can be stored. If you're a processor who hasn't got the option to put it into retail or can't access the stored market, then you've got an issue. And that's where we saw some of the price cuts at the beginning of April. We saw some milk being dumped as well, and we saw some processors deferring some payments.
This very quickly turned into quite a significant and serious issue for some. So what role was AHDB playing in the background during this time?
I think it boils down to two things. Firstly, pulling together the evidence, and secondly, coordination. So at that point, we were speaking daily to DEFRA and the Scottish Government and the Welsh Government, and there was a real concern that there would be a large chunk of milk volume that simply just wouldn't have a home, and there would be concern that we wouldn't have the capacity just to process all the milk. So what we agreed to do for the governments, we'd pull together information just in terms of what was happening with retail sales, not only for milk, but for other dairy products. We would, on a weekly basis, look at milk volumes coming off farms. We would look particularly at the number of farmers who were affected by COVID in the dairy sector and the financial impact on them. We'd look at the spot price of milk and the wholesale price of milk to give a read to governments on that so that it would help them just inform their decision making.
Okay, so the upshot really is, I guess, that the loss of the food service sector has really reduced the demand. So what's AHDB doing to address that?
There was a recognition very early on that we can't just focus on the supply point of view. There was some farmers were pulling back in milk volumes, but that's not a solution. We needed to look at the demand. And if you look at consumption of milk, particularly through teas and coffees, it's a huge occasion for dairy. So the solution, as in a lot of the situations, is about relationships and money. From our perspective, we went through our budgets with a fine-tooth comb. We pulled together 200K. We'd recognised that that was a good start, but it wasn't enough. So we approached Dairy UK and talked about a consumer campaign, a positive and proactive consumer campaign for dairy. They were very receptive to that, and from their members, they pulled together 300K. And as we were having the conversations and evidence with the various UK governments, we also talked about this campaign. And while they didn't run to us, you know, with checks, they were on board with funding this. And I guess to cut a long story short, we were able to get agreement from the four UK governments to match fund what we pulled together from Dairy UK and from HDB, and to give us £500,000, which made up £1 million in total.
And that's probably a good point where perhaps I can turn to you, Rebecca, please. As I've said, you're the head of marketing for AHDB Dairy. Why did you decide on the Milk Your Moments campaign?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever worked on a campaign that's been more crucial and yet so time pressured in my career, I've got to say. And going into this, we were looking at, yes, a volume crisis and a focus on that area. But I think what became critical to understand is that we've been doing work over the past 3 years on driving up that value of dairy, driving up that recognition of the huge importance it plays in people's lives, because there is this noise around that people are reducing their dairy intake and choosing against, and it's just factually not accurate. What we find is that 98% of households have dairy every single day in their fridges, that 64%, I believe it is, of all food occasions. So every time something is eaten or drunk, it includes a dairy product, and yet the value of that isn't seen. So we started to look at how do we both continue the great work that we started on recognising that value of dairy and deal with the volume issue we have at the moment, and to understand our consumer base, because actually at the moment we need to be there for the people that have been kind of having us as part of their lives for so long. We needed to give back to our communities in a time of crisis, and it just became really clear that we understood dairy's role to play in that, and that became that tea and coffee occasion, that lunch, that snacking that dairy plays a part of, and realizing that food and those moments is how people connect. And what had been removed from us, from that removal of coffee shops, from that removal of people's ability to socially interact, were those moments of connection. And actually that was a huge detriment to our society at the moment, and a very difficult time in people's lives where they were missing their loved ones, where they were missing those moments of connection, where they were missing those ability to be social and to interact. So we felt we had a part to play in driving that, which is where Milk Your Moments came from. It was all about the fact that things had changed, not gone away, and we needed to find new and better ways to connect with one another, and that the dairy industry had a role to play in that, in supporting that, because it is mainly over a tea and coffee occasion. It is mainly over baking and kind of having, I don't know, a latte and a panini with your colleagues, or a cup of tea with your nan, and all of that was missing. So therefore we focused in on this campaign and in how we can support people make those occasions in new ways of connecting. And then we started to look at working with a charity.
Just tell me a little bit about how the campaign works and where we'll see it.
So how the campaign works is focusing in on how we communicate with people about how to drive those connections. And it's a wide scale campaign. It's brilliant out there at the moment in terms of how we can talk to people, because obviously everyone's at home or kind of out about watching their phones, watching their TV, listening to the radio. So how we've structured the campaign is it's out there already on social media. You will see that we launched with a brilliant little video on social media of those moments that people have created themselves. You can see it on all our social media feeds on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, the Milk Your Moment feeds. Then we will be following that up with out of home. So there will be big posters outside supermarkets. We will have display advertising, which is basically an advert dropping onto your phone when you're in a particular area. And really excitingly for me, two big things. Retailers have been hugely supportive of the campaign. So we will have some great in-store promotions. You've already seen on some retailers' social feeds, they've been supporting and sharing our work. And we will also be on TV. So for the first time in 20 years, dairy will be back on the screens, and that will be kicking off from the 1st of July.
And you briefly made a reference to a charity. So there's a twist in this tale as well, isn't there? Tell me about that.
There is a twist in this tale, and I think that came about from understanding what we need to give back and what we need to do for our communities, and recognising the pressures our own farming base is under and our own moments of crisis we've been through recently. And it was understanding that not everybody is able to make those connections very easily. There are a lot of people feeling very isolated at the moment. So we are now working with the UK's biggest mental health charity, Mind UK, including their sister companies, Sam H in Scotland and Inspire in Northern Ireland. and working with those charities to raise money to support those who are more vulnerable and more in need of how to make those connections at the moment. And we're doing that through driving people to share their moments of connection on social media using the hashtag #MilkYourMoments. We are donating to Mind every time someone visits the website, which gives you an idea of how to connect with someone and an inspiration. And there's some prizes on there as well to get people really involved. We then double that donation when it's shared across social media so that we can really educate and help people about how to share moments of connection. We also have text to donate codes. So while we are making that donation, actually consumers can get involved and increase that donation through their own texts, which I think is all to the positive of helping people at the moment.
So it's very early days in the campaign, but are you pleased with the results so far?
I am. Considering we're 2 weeks into what is a 12-week campaign, the results so far have been really strong. So we've had over 5.5 million views of that first video on social media, over 54,000 uses of the website, 29 million impressions across social media. So the reach of this thing has been huge. And probably the most happy I am about this is how people have got engaged. So the farming base, the consumers, the brands and processes, the retailers have all been creating these beautiful little moments of connection and sharing them across the hashtag #MilkYourMoments. And I think it's just really uplifting to see.
Just on that thing about the Milk Your Moments campaign, how can farmers get involved? What's this I hear about Mugmates?
Mugmates, yeah. This is the lovely thing about this campaign. People have got kind of chance to get involved and engaged, and different ideas are sparking out, and we're going to keep coming up with these ideas as we go through the campaign. But Mugmates came about from understanding that what people love to do at the moment is share something a little bit personal about themselves, and that's how kind of we connect, and it gives us this little spark of joy. And what we realize is that everybody has got a favorite mug. I think it came about from watching loads and loads of Zoom calls. I don't know about everyone else out there, but I have seen people more now, weirdly, and more about their lives and got really connected with them than before, which is odd. But the one thing we noticed, everyone uses the same mug. You have like a favourite mug that appears every morning or every evening. So what we'd love farmers to do is share your favourite mug. Tag someone that you want a virtual cup of tea with because you're missing them or you haven't seen them in a while. And then nominate three other people to share their favourite mug on social media using the hashtag #MilkYourMoments. And we'll make those donations and keep those donations coming through from Mind. And if you look on the Instagram feed, you will see me and my personal favourite mug that my little girl's made for me.
Thank you, Rebecca. I love your energy. Thank you very much indeed. So listeners, come on, find yourself a Mugmate. Take a selfie and post it on social media using hashtag #MilkYourMoments. Thank you to my guests, Rebecca Meir and Paul Flanagan from AHDB. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.
The AHDB podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss future episodes.